Welcome back to the Papadoo Podcast.
Papadoo!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Papa Prime Podcast. It's Joey Natto with your boy, Crypt, or my boy, or everybody's boy. He's everybody's boy. He's a whore. What's going on, everybody? I don't know how to do intros, but yeah, I think I did it right. What's good, Crypt? Look, man, we've been in a real dire need of a rebrand, and it was just, you know, this was the necessary move. I already signed the contract and everything, partnerships locked in. I got the artist working on the new artwork for the new logo, everything like that. This had to happen, man. I hope you understand. It's not like Mountain Dew's any fucking good anyway.
How dare you? This is a 97 Honda. That's from Employee of the Month. I don't know if you've ever seen
what?
That. It's from a movie.
No. Oh.
Some people might understand that, but dude, I got up and walked out. Straight up got out of my chair, walked out of my room, looked at myself in the mirror in the bathroom, and debated on just going downstairs and leaving the podcast recording and letting you talk to yourself for an hour.
Wow. I mean, it wouldn't be much different than what happens off the camera, to be honest.
Yeah. So. It kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. A Papa Prime. You know how much we put into the thought behind the name and just the branding. Papa Prime? That sounds fucking stupid. I'm not doing that shit.
Yo, they would have heard it by now, but I was my idea. And if this is if this was executed, then people will look at this as me reflecting on the past. But I was gonna change the intro music just for this specific episode.
Bro, you were an asshole.
Just to have me in the beginning be like, Papa Prime. Say it like super weak.
Man.
And I thought that'd be hilarious.
You know, if you want to edit this episode, maybe you could try it. But, man. But we should talk to them. Maybe we could get a Papa Prime. Fuck it. Let's just ditch Mountain Dew. Let's just ditch everything that is essential to our core beliefs of this podcast. Just because Joey likes fucking Prime now.
Yeah. So a little update on that, by the way. Yeah. I do,
Segue.
I do like Prime. The more I've drank in it.
Wow.
I hate that word.
I don't think
I say that all the time.
The more I've drank it, the more I've drunk it. Drank. The more I've drank it, the more I drank it. I have would be drunk, but I would be drank.
Oh.
The more I have drunk it, the more I drank it.
Okay. It makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I think I'm right.
Okay. How about this? The more I drink it...
There we go.
The more I am finding better situations to have it. You know what I mean?
The more, like, Joey's realizing the consequences of his actions by being best friends with some of the people that own the product and him shit-talking the product.
No. the text message I got after that episode came out. Bro, you better fucking change your opinion real quick.
What the fuck was that shit, you piece of shit? Just mad death threats because you slightly disagree with the flavor. All right, anyway.
It's like, whoops. Yeah, so it's a good snack drink. You know what I mean?
A snack drink?
Yeah, it's a good snack drink.
That's
like
not
a drink that you have
okay,
with
yeah.
a snack.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought you were saying like the drink was a snack.
No.
I was about to go ham sandwich.
Again, I stick by this. If I'm in the Sahara Desert, which I assume is hot, this isn't what I want in my knapsack. All right? Or
wow.
In my, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Walmart the other day, and I tried to buy Prime, and they still don't have it. So I just...
Damn.
So I've not been able to drink. Dude, they didn't even have chicken. I was going to fix chicken wings. I went to Walmart at like 9 o'clock at night. I was really wanting my homemade chicken wings. I was like, I'm excited. I drove all the way to Walmart. It's like 15 minutes away. And like the entire chicken section was just gone. There was not a thing there. There was just signs that says chicken used to fucking be here, but not anymore. No chicken.
I mean.
I was upset.
That's man, so many ways I could take this segue. Oh my God. Like everything I told you we were going to talk about before this podcast started.
Which was nothing.
What you just said. Could have went, which is nothing. Thanks for listening. You're a jerk. You know that? You're a jerk. I think Tom Cruise said that.
Speaking of jerk?
No. But that was good. Man, the segue skills are just getting Crazy.
What
Speaking
a slow
of crazy.
Fucking start to this podcast. What are we talking about here?
This is the good stuff.
This is the good stuff.
Now there's another segue that just came to mind.
Holy shit, pick a topic and go with it.
Look, okay. I mean, if you haven't got any Prime yet, I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, you did a song with KSI. You should be able to just hit him up at any point, right? To just ask for some Prime. Don't you guys have that low-key mini bond
from
doing a song together?
Not even close. Not even kind of close.
Well, when's the last time you talked to him?
Oh, segue. Yesterday. Ha ha.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, this isn't even like a huge thing. I was just going to briefly mention it. And then it was like, nah, we need to talk about
it. He likes my
podcast.
Post.
that's basically all it was. Now, congratulations, KSI. His song Holiday just broke 100 million streams. And
singing.
Yeah, that's
pure singing.
Fucking crazy. And
that's dope.
The great thing about that song is it's actually mine and my girlfriend's song. I don't know if I've told you that. But like every time that song comes on, she thinks of me. I think of her. And it's probably going to be our song that we dance to at our wedding, like the first song. Like that's how much we both enjoy the song. And I told him that yesterday when I saw that it broke 100 million streams. He's like, holy fucking shit, bro. That's awesome. And that's the end of the conversation. So that was me talking to KSI yesterday.
And, got you. Okay.
Huge segment. But I know the feeling that he had, like just the nervousness that he had of putting out the song. Like it's something completely different than what he was doing. Some people were telling him, like, maybe this isn't the song to put out. And he just went with his gut, like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Turns out to be the greatest song on that album. Most streamed song on that album. It's great. Well, I think it's his best song he's ever done.
Yeah, I think so. Technically
speaking.
Holy shit,
you didn't play Devil's Advocate. I was setting you up to do that and you didn't do it.
No, I think it is. It's a really good song. It's got like legit radio appeal.
Yeah, obviously there was some help in the studio with behind that and the writing and stuff, but it's regardless, I think the emotions there, everything was just beautiful about that song.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's music industry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's going to be a team behind every hit.
It really is crazy cuz like obviously Drake caught all the flack for the ghostwriter shit, but I don't know a single person that doesn't have somebody helping them write besides people like me and you and Wadeka and Luke Gone and stuff like that. Like,
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I think Russ writes all his own shit. Like, he makes his own beats and stuff. But, like, everybody that I've ever listened to has had somebody help them. And that's just, I think it's just the way the shit works. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people could benefit from outsourcing for hooks, especially.
Yeah.
I mean, at first, I think it's a great idea.
Bro, you know how much I've wanted to do that? But I was just like, I can't have a ghostwriter. I can't be that guy. And it's just like, yo, literally every fucking person in the universe does this.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody that's, you know, if a top tier artist could do it, that's not like, that should encourage you to do it. Like, oh, well, this must be what works.
Yeah.
Outsourcing to hire the best people to do the job that I need done. But people, it's pride, bro. I think that's all it is pride.
It's definitely a pride thing for me. It's also like an emotional thing. Like most of the music that I make is super personal, unless it's songs like, I don't know, just shit talking songs, but it's usually like really personal. I like to write about stuff that comes straight from my soul and my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody else is writing for me, I'm not connected to the music, and I feel like somebody would be able to hear that I'm not really connected to the music, and therefore they wouldn't connect to my disconnection.
Fans are smart. Listeners are smart. They could pick up on the slightest things that I never would even think that they would pick up on. But I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. If you believe you're making a good song, I feel like that's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it feels like authentic to you. Like if you outsource somebody to do a song about how much you love asparagus omelets.
Don't even go there. No, you did it. You went there. Yes.
People would you know, be like, no, this isn't you, Crip. This is the wrong move. You know,
like
what
the
I mean?
Song starts
I can hear it in your singing.
Me rapping about the struggles of growing up in Southern California with no money. It's like, yo, I thought Crip was from Kentucky. And it's like, they'd be able to hear that shit instantaneously.
But that's like blatantly obvious. But yeah. I don't know. I'm just on board for whatever makes the best song. I'll gladly have somebody, this doesn't happen often, but I'll gladly have somebody write a bar for me if they have a good bar. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll put that in. And sometimes I get a little stubborn. Like, if somebody gives me two good bars in a row, I'm like, maybe
well, you
we
think
can do
this
something
is your,
different.
This is your fucking song now? What the fuck are you doing here?
It happened on a Twitch stream before. Like, somebody, like, people just started giving me, because when I made made Overnight 2 on the Twitch stream, which is pretty crazy, they were feeding me lines. You know what I mean?
That's actually kind of smart. Out. The fans feeding you bars?
Yeah. I mean, I think I might have took one of them or took one rhyme or something. But it was, I was a little stubborn at one point because somebody threw out two fire bars in a row. And I was like, nah, that's whack.
No.
You suck. I'm the professional. You know what? You're banned. Get off.
Throw him the ban at me, bro. That's like one of the funniest moments I've ever seen when I used to watch you live stream was when that dude got banned. Yeah. And you got so fucking excited about it and gave him the ban hammer and like that big song and everything came on. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it. The button is right next to me. I can press it at any moment.
I kind of want you to press the button.
I can ban someone right on this here.
I kind of want you to do it right now.
Hold on. Let me see if I could. Let me see if it'll work. Hold on.
Presses the wrong button. Presses like the female orgasm button.
You've been banned.
For whatever reason, Joey has that program over his Elgato screen deck. All right, I guess I'm just supposed to be here talking Spanish. Como se llama? Ajedrez, I think that means chess. The game chess. Ojos means eyes. Rojo means red. So, rojo ojos means red eyes. Is that right? Or would it be ojo rojos? Because Spanish is backwards. So it'd be English version would be eyes red.
All right,
so
good luck
like
editing
talking,
that little
we're talking,
part there.
Talking like, wait, were you doing the band hammer while I was talking?
Yeah.
What is this
so
bullshit? You gotta tell me you're doing this shit. I'm sitting here having a conversation, like a bilingual conversation with myself.
Well, now it's gonna happen during the Estonia national anthem or whatever the hell it is that goes on in the back. No, what national anthem is that?
I really wish you'd have told me.
I don't know. Well, it's gonna be going on because I can't hear it when I do it.
You could be like, yo, Crypt, I'm about to press this button. And then I'll be
I
like,
I did say that.
Okay, Joe. You did not.
Okay.
No words were spoken about the button being pressed.
On a much smaller scale than last week, I dropped the ball again this week.
Yeah. But actually, you probably won't even be able to hear that because you have the desktop audio muted.
Oh, I unmuted it because I'm smart.
Dude, that's going to be awful because you're going to hear me talking.
I mean.
What bro, you.
It's gonna be great.
You're not gonna be able to do it. You're editing this. You're doing it. This is yours.
I'm not editing this.
Then I'm taking the whole part out. It's only gonna. All right, I'm only
well,
gonna
you can
zoom
do that,
in
unless
on
it's
me
hilarious. It might
talking
be hilarious.
Spanish.
That's why it might be hilarious. You know what I mean? Like,
jeez.
I almost feel like for the YouTube one, you should do like a stinger. Do you like stingers at the beginning of videos?
What is that?
That's like when you put like a little clip of what's to come.
Oh,
like right at the beginning.
Gotcha. Like a foreshadowing?
Kinda. I do it. I always do it in black and white.
Yeah. That's like the typical thing.
Yeah. I used to see Rice Gum do it. Jake Paul do it.
Of course you saw Rice Gum do it.
People like that.
This man loves Rice Gum.
It was like, I don't know. It was way back when. And then I was like, oh, I should start doing that for my reaction videos. And I don't have I need to check the stats, but they might do better when I do that.
Yeah, I mean, it gives people an idea of what's to come, and they want to see what they just saw. Like, they want to catch it in the actual video. Smart.
Yeah, and it's giving them something juicy, like, right up front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in my videos, it's like, you know, oh, my God. Oh, my God, this snare drum is amazing. Then people will be like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to the part where he talks about the snare.
Is so fucking sick. Holy shit. This music producer knows what he's talking about.
Please say the word snare drum again. Snare drum. Oh!
Ah, there it was.
Oh!
There it was.
Oh! I just did an ejaculation motion for my hand.
Why?
And,
Why?
It just felt right. I just, Yeah, you know, speaking of ejaculation, it results in protein. And for dinner today, I will have Chipotle. I've decided on Chipotle. Now, I'm curious what your feelings
Listen,
are towards.
This is the one thing you told me you wanted to talk about beforehand. It's like, I don't want to talk about what I'm going to eat later tonight. Did not think the segue was going to come from cum. Like, I don't understand. Well, that was.
It's got to come from somewhere.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. Do you like Chipotle? I don't think I've ever talked to you about Chipotle.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this directly after cum protein.
You want to talk about something else?
I've never had Chipotle.
I'm not going to look at my dinner the same tonight. I'm really not.
Can I have mayonnaise?
What? Whoa. You've ranch. Never had Chipotle.
I've never had Chipotle, no.
Do they have it in any of the bigger towns near you or anything?
I think they have one in Bowling Green, but they don't have one. Mm-hmm. It's like 45 minutes, so. And there's like plenty of other options for me to eat there. But I lived there for 2 years and I never ate there either. And it was right by my apartment. So I don't know. If I want Mexican food, I either go sit down in a Mexican place or I just don't eat it.
Wow. Just
how I am.
Are you ever going to try Chipotle? They have steak?
I'm not eating steak from fucking Chipotle.
Yeah, forget. Yeah, okay.
That's
understandable. That makes sense. I'm actually stopping eating steak from there.
It's a smart life decision.
It's just too chewy. Like, I always get chewy pieces, and then it just interrupts my eating. So I think I'm just going to stick with the chicken.
I think I'm too much of a stickler with steak. Like, I've had so many good steaks that it just fucks up the other steak for me, you know?
I get that. I remember... when we were doing the comeback episode for this season for the Papa Do podcast, that day I was driving around listening to older episodes and you were talking about a Wagyu steak that you had and you said you could cut it with a spoon.
Yeah.
And it just sounded unreal.
It was. I actually didn't even like it that much, to be honest. It had a weird taste to it. It was also a filet. Okay. It wasn't a ribeye. I think a ribeye might have tasted a little different.
Oh.
But
I'm a filet guy.
You could definitely cut it with a spoon. Like, it was the most tender thing ever. Probably could have just, like, taken my finger and just, you know, drew on it, and it would cut. It was just that.
Now, is that to a fault, though?
Like, no.
Is it, at that point, is it too tender?
No, that's fucking incredible.
Oh, okay, because now it's starting to sound like pudding.
Okay, maybe it's not that crazy. Okay, so I'm over-exaggerating a little bit.
That you said a spoon. Wait, you said your thumb. You said you could cut it with your thumb?
I mean, you could probably pull it apart pretty easily. But it's not like pudding. Like, it was still had some firmness, had some sear on the crust. It was still good. It wasn't like fucking pudding.
Steak
pudding,
it had to make
everybody.
Impression.
We just invented something. Let's get it.
Steak pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do it.
There we go. We're going to run with that idea. Drop a comment on Spotify if you guys want some steak pudding.
Hey, got to say that at least one every episode.
Shout out to everybody that has been listening on Spotify, though. Our streams have definitely picked up a little bit. I don't know if you've paid attention or not.
Bro, you're the best for this. You're the best for this.
Yep.
This was the next topic.
Yep, I segued into it, and people didn't even know it was a segue.
Yeah, I shouldn't have even said anything.
And yeah, so now you interrupted the flow. Now we got to restart it. So shout out to everybody. but yeah, we've definitely had some people start listening to the podcast on Spotify. I did a live stream last night and had some people in there saying, like, when's the podcast going to be back? And I'm like, yo, we've dropped 2 episodes in the last week. Like, what the fuck?
Disheartening.
Yeah.
A disheartening comment.
And then they're just like, oh, shit. And then they went and watched it, left my live stream. But yeah, we've done 2 episodes. This is the 3rd episode. We are back in full force. So if you've missed the first 2, go back and watch those. You'll never miss them if you are following our Spotify, because that's when you know when they actually drop. Because on this channel, sometimes I do reaction videos. Joey just looks at the channel and just with his thumb in his ass. But I do work over here. So
come on now. I was going to say the biggest difference between this season now and previous seasons is definitely topic chasing. Or I guess that's what you could call it. Topic hunting, topic chasing. If we didn't have like a trending topic to talk about, we were like, ah, what's the point of doing the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it took me actually putting myself in the seat of the consumer and like listening to us just while casually driving around on Spotify. And I was like, whoa, like this is like really like actually enjoyable to listen to. You know, there's always going to be a bias, but I like think about what people say, like out of everything, out of all the different type of content, you know, like there's a lot of solid, like sincere reaction or sincere requests for more Papa Do podcast episodes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people haven't given up on it. And it just goes to show that we got something.
I mean, I know special. Whenever I listen to podcasts, like whoever it is, I don't like look for people talking about COVID or just this, that, and there. I don't look for people talking about specific stuff. I'll see like Dave Chappelle talks about the time he told a joke to a hooker on the street. I'm like, holy fuck, I need to hear this personal story by Dave Chappelle. Like, I want to hear just random shit. I want to hear personal stories. I don't really care about people's views on popular stuff for the most part. Sometimes I like hearing about it, but
stories.
Yeah, stories are fun.
That's something I can keep in mind too. I should.
Didn't you get robbed one time? You told me about this, but you never actually like told me the story.
Yeah, I did. Oh, you're going to bring me to this dark place now?
Here we go. I remember trying to get you to make a song about it, but you didn't. You kept making song about bitches and how much money you got.
Okay. Well, I really don't want to drag this out. Sure. Let's talk about the time that I got robbed.
Perfect.
Before I was Lucky
perfect
Boy.
Perfect title. Let's get it. Joey got robbed 12 years ago.
By 50 Cent after the last Rate My Bars segment.
After Rate the Bars. Joey got pulled up on by 50 Cent. All right.
Yeah. So this was before I had a car. Okay.
All right.
So this was some time ago.
You got like a timestamp year-wise, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Maybe 10?
Okay. 10 years ago?
No.
Connecticut?
No.
L.A.?
No. Man, this had to be 11 or 12 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess I might have still been in high school. I think I was in high school. Okay, this is all making sense now. All right. Yeah, so it was really late at night. I was hanging out at my boy's apartment with my brother. And I remember we were having a long conversation. Or I was at least was having a really long conversation with my boy and his, at the time, girlfriend. Yeah, I don't think they were married yet. And I was asking them about relationship advice, and they had one of the most horrific breakups I've ever heard of years later. So he's happy now. Great. So I feel kind of okay laughing about it. But it's just kind of ironic now that I'm thinking about it. Because that's what kept me there late at that apartment.
Was this conversation about relationship advice?
Yeah. And getting like trying to get like the golden. I was like, oh, you guys got it all figured out. You know what I mean? Like, I think I went through a breakup at the time, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, you know, that's probably the most comforting thing is having those conversations with people to like, you know, talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
When those things happen. But if I was asking about relationship advice, I probably was in a relationship. I don't know. Obviously, the girl wasn't important. So moving on from that, time went on. I think it might have been, I don't know, 2 a.m. when I left, and it was a long walk home. My parents weren't going to pick me up at that time. I didn't have a car. My brother didn't have a car. So we were walking from, now I would never walk. Where I was walking there, I was stupid. I would never walk in that area at night. Even now, like being on high alert and everything, like no, it just wouldn't happen. So I was walking home and with my brother, and I had my phone. For some reason, I was feeling like a G that day. I had my money in my socks, so they didn't get that.
You had money in your socks? Is that like a thing people do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Over here, when I was walking around, I would...
It's almost like you knew.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was walking with my brother, and then your head's on a swivel when you're walking around at night. It wasn't as much on a swivel, like I wasn't as paranoid at that time because nothing had happened that would cause that, you know? And then I see some dudes walking with hoodies down the street behind us. And I think I just saw one at first, like kind of far, walking with a little bit of haste. And I was like, all right, whatever. Somebody walking down the street, you know what I mean? We're walking down the street. So I just kind of justified it. Then we keep walking down the street. It's a long, like, one-way. It doesn't matter if it's a one-way we're walking. But it's a long one-way street going down. It's a long way. It's a long walk till we get to our neighborhood, basically, till we finally take this highly coveted left to get into our area. Eventually I see another one. With a hoodie on, just walking down, starting to get a little bit closer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And at this point, I start thinking. And I'm like, okay, we're approaching an elementary school here, and there's a playground, and there's a break in the fence that we could cross over through. I don't think it would have made a difference now that I'm thinking about it. We probably wouldn't have been fast enough. But I turned around and started talking to my brother. I was like, all right, when we hit this fence here at the school, we have to book it and run to the other side.
Damn, so you had this like visceral feeling that these dudes are about to take your shit.
Yeah, something in me just knew.
Damn. So when you turn around and talk to your brother,
and I thought it was worth it to run, even if it wasn't, even if I wasn't positive.
Can you imagine
walking
down a street behind somebody and then they just take off running? Like, wouldn't that freak you out when you start running too? It's like, what the fuck are they running from? Why are we running?
I know, right? Then they start chasing me because I'm like, yo, get the fuck away from me, bro.
What are we running?
And it's like, bro, I was running because you were running. I'm scared. I just want you to hold me, man. But that's not what happened.
No.
But yeah, I started telling him. And when I was like at the tail end of telling him my plan, it was too late. They started sprinting like when they were in close proximity.
Damn.
And for what it's worth, they were pretty polite. You know what I mean? They were just like, you know, just don't move. They put a gun to my brother's. I don't know where they stuck it to. But he stuck the gun to my hip. The one guy stuck the gun to my hip.
Like, was the gun out of his shit? Like, you could see the gun, or did he like have his hand in his pocket?
I wasn't looking, but I know that I felt the pressure on my hip.
Yeah,
and then his was like up to his.
Maybe dude
head,
was just
I
turned
think.
On
my
by robbing
head.
You, and you just got a full throbbing cock on your hip.
That could be, and I mean that would I would look back at this as a victory more than a loss. But yeah. So anyway,
fantasies fulfilled.
Whenever I watch porn now, that's the first role play I pick. I pull up is robbers.
Jesus,
this isn't true. This is horrible.
Okay, continue.
Anyways, are you sure?
I think so. Right.
It's getting pretty weird. Yeah. So, anyways, gun to my brother's head, gun to my hip. And after they take, I think it was just phone. I think it was maybe they took my wallet, but there wasn't much in my wallet. If there was, because I didn't have a driver's license, and I didn't have I didn't have money in there. So, yeah, they basically just took our phones. They were just saying, you know, don't move, don't move. They were just like, you know, you'll be good just as long as you don't move. That was pretty much what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then two other guys came up right after they got the stuff. And to take the stuff away. So it was four people all together. And so I think they were just, I think that was just a spot that they hit that night. Like that was the plan. That was pretty much it. And then walked a little bit faster. home.
So wait, when
walked at a little bit more speed.
So when they robbed you and shit, like, did people pull up in a car and come get the rest of your shit and then they drove away? Or like after they robbed you, did you guys just like
I didn't see any car. It could have been around the corner.
Yeah.
But they were walking.
So like they rob you and then you all just like start walking together. It's like, yo man, sorry we had to rob you like that. Like where did
No. They just scurried off. They just went back in the opposite direction.
Ah, I got you.
They came from.
I got you.
And that was that's pretty much it. Then we came home and got yelled at by my dad. And then my mom was like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" Well, they were sleeping, and you know, we weren't supposed to be out that late anyway.
Right.
For probably that reason.
Right.
My parents probably knew that was a imminent danger.
Makes
but
sense.
That was the last thing on my mind. The last thing on my mind was that I could get robbed walking home.
Damn.
Yeah, that was interesting.
You were robbed and held at gunpoint. That's fucking crazy. Like that's.
Yeah.
You could write so many rap songs about this and you never have.
No, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I exhausted them.
Well,
you know?
But you didn't so long ago. Like I know I haven't heard them, and I've heard everything you've released in the last 3-4 years that we've known each other.
I could talk about it more, and I probably will, like here and there. But I don't want to harp on it because then it just sounds like I'm trying to sound like it's, you know, like I'm trying to get credit for it or something.
Yeah,
which there's no credit for it.
I mean,
let me tell you. Let me be the first to tell you.
There's a little bit. He walked away from.
There's no bragging points. I got to be consoled by women at school. Okay, yeah, it was definitely high school, 100% high school. I remember that.
Gotcha.
Because I, you know, you get those extra hugs from the girls in the hallways and stuff when you tell them what happened and everything. So that's probably the only benefit that happened.
Damn.
but yeah, and some bars.
And some bars back in the day.
Was it worth it? I don't know. It was how I got rid of my sidekick. That's one way to get rid of your sidekick phone, is to get robbed for it. But yeah, that was I definitely you know, have my head on a swivel since then.
Yeah, I mean, it's a life lesson thing, dude. Like when stuff like that happens, I mean, you learn from it. You learn not to walk on a one-way street for a long fucking time at 2 o'clock in the morning.
One-way street. Yeah. So yeah, that is the story. Hopefully it was interesting and captivating. Damn. In some way, because I don't think I'm good at telling stories.
I mean, eh.
I could have made it so much better. It's like, where's the explosions and the horse and the coke?
You didn't get shot like, nine times? That's why 50 Cent fucking hates you. You couldn't walk away from getting shot like he did.
I should have made it better. All right, should I retell the story at some point?
Maybe at some point. Add a couple gunshots in there.
I'll work on it.
At least he's like something, like I got shot in the foot or something like that. Like dude got mad. I was trying to mouth off to him. I was like, don't talk to me, bitch. Shot me in the foot. And then that's how he saw the money in my sock. And that's how I lost my money. Boom.
That's crazy. Okay.
But yeah, kind of halfway mentioning that, like just learning from shit in life. I was at a bar last weekend in Knoxville. I went to watch some MMA fights, like some underground shit. And after the fights, I was watching people ride a fucking mechanical bull with some of my buddies from college. And I felt somebody like dig their hand in my back pocket as they walked by. And there's like hundreds of people in this bar. And luckily I didn't have my wallet or anything back there, because like my dad always taught me, you know, if you're in a crowd of public places, keep your shit in your front pockets. That way people can't grab your shit without you seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that life lesson right there, because I kept my wallet in my front pocket, I didn't lose my wallet that night. And I had a couple $100 in there. I had a lot of shit.
So, do you have a thin wallet or do you have a bulky wallet?
It's halfway. I mean, it's a normal one. It's not bulky. It's not really thin. But I mean, like I said, I had a couple $100 in there, so it was a little thicker than normal.
Gotcha.
But didn't lose.
Damn. It. So you didn't have like a quick turnaround?
I did. I turned around. I was trying to fight somebody immediately. But like I said, there was just so many people. My back was to a dance floor, and like my back was also to a walkway from the dance floor to the bull and like the bar and all this shit. It's really hard to describe this place, but there was,
forget about it.
There was like 30 people that were walking behind me at the same time.
If there was somebody digging in your back pocket, then
yeah,
obviously
if it was like one
the
dude,
type of person,
like I'm turning around throwing hands immediately with this one guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, that's not going to be the type of person either that's going to be like, Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, what you got? What you
I put my hands in your back pocket while you weren't looking.
I grabbed your ass, dog, because that's essentially all it is. Just like, got a handful of my ass. Can you imagine? It's like, oh, this guy. What if he knew
me?
Oh,
man, I'm going to be loaded.
What if he was somebody that fucking hated me, but he knew who I was? He's like, that guy's got money. I know he's got money. I'm going to go take his shit. And then, like, somebody that just fucking hates me trying to steal my wallet ends up getting nothing but my ass.
That's, what do you think about the strategy of moaning when you feel that next time? Just to get them, like,
just to piss them off a little more.
Away
just,
from you.
Ah! Just right there.
It's a strategy, bro. Or you could play real dirty. You could start putting thumbtacks in your back pocket.
Ooh. Or just like,
that's
that would suck when I had to sit down, though. Now I'd be happy about that. It's like,
don't,
I'm in a hotel before the bar. Guys, I'm putting thumbtacks back there so when people grab and try to steal my wallet, they're going to come away with bloody hands. And as soon as we get there, I sit down at the bar. Can I get a Coke? Ah!
It's like, is everything okay, sir? It's like, yeah, I have a bunch of thumbtacks in my back pocket.
And now they're lodged in my ass cheek.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You would just have to be mindful. I would hope if you were mindful enough to go through the effort of putting thumbtacks in your back pocket, you would at least have the know-how to not
sit down. I don't know if I could do that. We were there for a long time. We were there for like 6 hours.
It's a nice little, damn. That's a long time.
Yeah.
How was the event?
It was fucking awesome, dude. I really enjoyed it. We missed half the fights. Because the guys I was with were assholes and forgot to tell me that they had left to go to the fights. Because I stayed at my girlfriend's house the night before, and it was like an hour and a half from the place where all the fights were. And my two buddies live an hour and a half from the place where the fights were. And so I told them to text me whenever they left so we could all meet there, and then we could go eat somewhere beforehand. And they did not text me when they left. And then I just randomly happened to text them, be like, yo, have you guys left yet? They're like, yeah, we're 15 minutes away. And so, I was an hour and a half late getting there. And then we went to go eat, and they had already eaten, so I was just eating by myself. Now that I think about it, it kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's not a good night at all. That sounds horrible.
Leading up to the fight sucked. The fights were cool. I think we saw 4 fights of the 11 that were supposed to be there. And then watched a dude get knocked out. That was cool.
Gotcha.
And then I watched people ride a bull. I babysat my friends who were drinking the rest of the night and just kind of chilled. Watched some basketball. It was fun. My buddy got kicked out of the bar because he threw up in the bathroom.
You get kicked out for that?
Yeah, they think like you had too much when you throw up. Like they don't want you to drink anymore.
Oh, so you get kicked out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they kicked him out, but then he just walked back in a couple minutes later. And we were there for like 5 more minutes, and then we left after that. Went
this
to McDonald's,
is America.
Got a ton of chicken nuggets, then we went back to the room, and we just shared stories like crazy. And
I don't know why when you just said that made me think of wanting those White Castle chicken rings.
Oh, man. I haven't had those in a good minute. I got sick the last time I had them, but I might be down to make another trip soon.
Well, you guys get the 20-piece or something, right?
Yeah, we load up on them shits.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's that might have something to do with it.
I actually got sick off a cheeseburger that I got there. Because I got, whenever I go, I get food for me, and then I always get 2 cheeseburgers for my dog, just because I'm that guy.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted a bite of one of the cheeseburgers that kind of mix up the flavor a little bit. And I think I got sick from that.
Your dog's cheeseburger?
Yes.
After he had bitten into it?
Yes, Joe. I took it from his mouth and fucking ate it. No.
I mean, but you said you got sick from one bite.
Yeah.
So.
I'm saying I bit it and then I gave him the rest of it.
I can picture Moose just looking at you. Like, what the fuck, bro?
I was eating that shit, dude. What the fuck? What kind of bullshit
asshole
is this?
I know. Well, damn. I guess that made me now not want White Castle. So
it was still worth.
Yeah, I don't know. I unfortunately probably am gonna be succumbed to have some kind of fast food on the way down to Charlotte tomorrow. I'm driving down to Charlotte.
Oh, you're driving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's why we kind of had to crunch this episode in.
Yeah.
Before, because aren't you going somewhere too?
Yeah, I'm going to Tampa Friday. I'll be there Friday till Monday.
Wow.
So
what's going on in Tampa?
I'm Valentine's Day getaway with my girlfriend and I. It's also approaching our 1 year anniversary. So we're just kind of celebrating it all in one weekend.
Dope.
Down there in Tampa. We're going to go to Busch Gardens, ride some roller coasters and shit. I'm taking her to this really cool, I can't say it because she might watch this. I'm surprising her with something fun.
Got you. Well, she already knows you're taking her.
She knows I'm taking her somewhere. I told her.
Oh.
I told her we were having a fancy dinner Friday night. And that's basically all I've told her, but it's really fun.
Dope. I've spoiled surprises before. Have you ever texted the wrong person or texted the person you were trying to surprise with the text message saying the surprise?
I've never done that, but we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
We did? Not on the podcast,
No, me and you, like, texting each other had this conversation.
Yes. Oh, wait, give me a second. I want to see if I can remember what yours was. am I going to be able to remember this?
I mean, I can tell what mine was.
I want to challenge myself, though, but I don't want to hold up the podcast.
Yeah, I don't really feel like sitting here trying to speak Spanish
again. I probably
got, like,
5 more seconds.
Yeah.
Can I get a hint?
I mean, it wasn't a surprise. It was a very bad surprise.
I can't remember. All right, go ahead.
I was in high school, and I was dating this girl. And we went to a football game. It was me, her, and my brother went to this football game. And when we got there, I saw my ex-girlfriend in the crowd. And I was trying to text my brothers, like, yo, my ex-girlfriend's here. What the fuck? And I ended up texting my actual girlfriend that my ex-girlfriend was there.
Oh, yeah.
So it got a little fucked up for a minute.
Oh, my God. So how did that get resolved?
Dude, I don't even remember. It was so long ago. It was like 11, 12 years ago.
No one died?
Nobody died. I remember her looking at me like she wanted to kill me. And like I was like, why are you looking at me like that? And then I looked at my phone and realized that I sent her the text. And I was like, well, let's just not talk about this. And I don't remember what happened. We're not together anymore. I know that. I think we were together for like 3 more weeks after that. And then that was the end of that.
I don't know why I picture the football scene from Not Another Teen Movie when I'm picturing this scenario going on here. And I don't know. That's just what's going through my head for some reason.
I always wanted
you said it was a football game, right?
It was a football game.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to have a body as good looking as, what's his name?
Chris Evans?
Yeah, Chris Evans. That's so crazy that that's him in that movie. Like, he's been around for that long.
Yeah, I know, right? He doesn't, I don't know. He's aging well.
Yeah. But I always remember the scene where he's just got like whipped cream all over his balls and his dick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
for sure. I watch that every morning.
There's like a cherry there. I'm sure he fantasized about like biting the cherry out of that.
That's horrible. Oh my God. Freda, close your ears.
I'm going to do that for my girlfriend this Valentine's Day. Just a huge blob of messy fat with just this tiny ass, very small portion of whipped cream.
She'll be like, you know what? It's not the same. It's like, seems kind of cool in the movies, but.
You know, I love you and everything, but you don't have the figure to really do this right now. You should probably clean up, take a shower, put some clothes on.
You look fucking ridiculous.
It's like trying to be as nice as I can. Don't ever fucking do this again.
Oh, by the way, speaking of relationships, are you going to send the Pouring Rain stuff to me anytime soon so we could have 3 songs done
for this
album?
Yeah, I think I'll send them to you today. Dude, that was so hard for me to try to figure out because I've been in a very happy, steady relationship for the last year, and I started to write Pouring Rain 2 years ago when I was like really fucked up and like hated women.
So
the song is about like being fed up of like being blamed for shit and like just you're tired of the pouring rain, literally. And so like I had to reverse my brain into made up shit and like make up a false relationship in my head to rap about. It's kind of hard to do.
All right. Well, fans listening to this are going to be pissed when they hear that verse now.
There we go.
But
I'm more so saying that so
hook,
my girlfriend
the hook
can
came
listen
from
to
a real
it.
Place.
The hook did come
the
from a place.
Came.
Yes. The hook, I wrote it a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when I hated women. So that's a very real place.
I mean, maybe I those lyrics got to like come from somewhere. I don't think you could just fabricate lyrics. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, I
you
mean, obviously, I mean? It's like, it's not like I'm thinking about somebody specifically, but like maybe thinking about specific situations. And it's like
or feelings.
Adding, yeah, feelings. There we go. I'm thinking about the ways that I used to feel when certain shit would happen, and I'm kind of rapping about those feelings.
Yeah, that's what I tap into.
That's
for sure.
That's a better explanation.
I know somebody else might be going through the same thing. You know what I mean? Most likely are.
I just want to make it very clear for when my girlfriend listens to this or her family listens to this.
Oh, God.
That it's not about my girlfriend. Okay, there we go.
All right. Glad we got that cleared up there.
Man, I really want to tell a story that me and my friends talked about this weekend, but we're at the 45-minute mark. So I might save it for next time. I'm going to end this segue by saying, remind me to talk about the foursome story next time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. It's about to get juicy.
It's the funniest fucking thing that's ever happened to me in my life. People might not think it's as funny as me because I was there in the situation, but I want to talk about it because every time me and my friends get together, we talk about this and we have a very solid laugh for 20 minutes or so.
All right.
So
book it then.
There is your ultimatum to come back for the next podcast.
Next time we talk, I think on the next podcast episode, we'll probably talk about the Super Bowl and the halftime show.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yep.
We could talk about the foursome. That should be.
Yes.
The foursome.
I can't wait.
Did you just say your family was there?
No. Not at the foursome.
Okay, great. I'm way more excited to talk about it now.
Let's end this by a Super Bowl prediction.
Ooh, okay. I was thinking about it today. Really, really leaning towards the Rams.
Yeah,
winning.
They're stacked.
Are we going to do scores?
Yes, do a score.
Whoa, okay. I'm going low. I think I'm going, this is tough, though, because the Bengals beat the freaking Chiefs.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Chiefs' defense is, like, nothing special.
That's the thing. Like, the defenses on both of these teams, decent, you know?
I mean, the Rams' defense.
More than decent.
Yeah,
they Bengals' defense, more than decent when they're.
Well, the Rams' defense was, like, the best defense in the league starting off the year. Then it kind of dwindled down a little bit. But, I mean, they got Von Miller. So, it's kind of scary back
with
there.
With Super Bowl experience. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to say 17-10 Rams.
Damn, you're going that low. The last time the Rams were in the Super Bowl was the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. I don't know if you knew that.
When they faced the Patriots?
Yeah, it was 13-3.
Wow.
Boring as fuck. I forgot about that Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
I think
Bowl
I
completely.
Remember that game. That was recent, wasn't it?
It's
like 3 years ago?
2018, 2019?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember being disappointed with my bowl of chips just watching
it's
this.
It's like, what the fuck is this shit?
I know, sort of beside the time.
I'm going to say, I don't know, I really want Joe Burrow to win. I think it would be a nice story. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to go, I definitely think there's going to be more than 27 points scored. I'll go 28-24.
I hope you're right.
Bengals.
I hope you're right, because that just sounds like a better game.
Yeah.
But I want OBJ to win.
OBJ
want,
to win, Matthew
Stafford
that would be great. I'm fine. I'm literally fine with any of the outcomes. But
yeah, for sure. I think it's not the powerhouses that are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that.
I think now that Tom Brady has like officially announced his retirement, that we need somebody to kind of fill the place. And what better way to start with Joe Burrow in his second year with the Super Bowl? Give him a nice head start.
I don't think he's that guy, but.
I think Joe Burrow could be that guy, man. He has made a tremendous difference in the year that he's been there.
Yeah,
especially
like
with,
I said,
with Jamar
I didn't
Chase
even realize
too.
The Bengals were good. So
and like I said, they're not, but you know they're getting lucky here lately. So maybe they could just continue on.
Really quick, NBA talk. The NBA trade deadline while we're recording this is tomorrow.
Mm.
Do you think James Harden is going to be traded?
No, I didn't even know that was like a rumor that was happening.
Oh, yeah. Look on Bleacher Report. And do you follow Woj on Twitter?
I really haven't even been keeping up with basketball that much this year.
Gotcha.
Because the okay. I mean, the Pacers are my team, and they're fucking ass cheeks right now.
They made a lot of trades.
Did they?
Sabonis is gone.
They traded Sabonis? Fuck!
Yeah.
I fucking hate
you got
Pacers.
Some reading to do. You got some reading to do.
When did that happen? God.
Oh, they got rid of Caris LeVert, too.
That's fine. Did they get something good for him? Because they traded Oladipo for him.
They got Ricky Rubio.
Ricky fucking Rubio, are you shitting my dick?
Oh, yeah, I think they're in rebuild mode, so.
Yeah, no shit.
Let me, not that
they
Rubio.
They traded Sabonis? Bro, I was so mad when Bogdanovich was gone. And now they got rid of fucking... Fuck!
Yeah, I want this to go viral so bad. They traded Sabonis!
A six-player trade a day ago. Man! Tyrese Halliburton?
Oh, you see it now? Okay.
They got Buddy Hield, which is fucking... Hadn't done shit since Oklahoma.
No. 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 Buddy Hield's a good shooter.
At Oklahoma. Dude,
and
what
on
do
the
they
Kings
get?
Too.
What do they get? Man. Fuck me, man. Pacers are reshaping the roster with trades of Sabonis.
Oh, you guys got
Levert.
Tristan Thompson.
Who the fuck is that?
Bro, he dated a Kardashian.
Wait, is he? No. I don't know who the fuck that is.
He was on the Cavs when LeBron won in Cleveland.
What was it, 8 years ago?
Yeah, he's not good.
is Miles Turner still there at least? Yeah, he's still there. Okay, the trade will likely have a significant impact on Miles Turner's future with the Pacers. I'm sure they'll fucking get rid of him too.
He's
a fucking
block
leader
like,
last year.
You know
but
what?
Let's just, you know, let's fucking get rid of him. And let's just get rid of everybody. Let's free up this entire cap space. Fuck.
All right, maybe it was best that I didn't bring this up. But all right. That's going to do it for the Papa Prime podcast.
Go fuck yourself.
Is that to me or the audience?
You.
Okay. That'd be the best sign-off line for the podcast.
Man.
Go fuck yourself. All right, you do the outro.
I don't even want to. I can't believe that, man. Every year I go to a Pacers game, I'm fuck them. I'm not going. I started off a Grizzlies fan. I went to a Grizzlies game when they had Marc Gasol. And they were like halfway decent.
Oh, yeah. Conley, Gasol, Zach Randolph.
Yeah, but they lost that game. I was like, yeah, Memphis is like a 3.5-hour drive. But we decided to go to the Pacers after that, which is about another 3.5-hour drive in the opposite way. And they've won both games that we went at. So I was like, fuck it, we're Pacers fans now. And now the Grizzlies are like the best fucking team in the league. Killing shit.
John Morant,
fucking,
bro. Oh.
He's got like 35, 30-point games this year or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
But no, I got to be a fucking Pacers fan who just trades all their great players. What's their fucking record right now? Hold up. If they have 25 wins, at least, maybe I'll consider still being a Pacers fan.
They're
19-37!
Oh, they're bad.
God! Yeah.
They are bad.
They're going to miss the playoffs. That's great.
Are you crying? All right, guys.
Oh my God,
well,
dude.
Are you all right? Are you good?
I'm about to shit my pants. I can't breathe.
Put a thumbs up if you're okay.
I'm not.
I can't see your video.
I choked on V8 juice.
You choked on juice. Oh, you're all right.
I was in the middle of it.
All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in.
Shit really bad.
To the Papa Dude. Thank you for tuning in to the... Your body works weird. Thank you for tuning in to the Papa Dude podcast. Appreciate you guys coming through. Make sure to stay safe on Super Bowl Sunday. You know what I mean? And enjoy the game. And let us know your thoughts on who's going to win. Some score predictions will be fun. Who's going to win? All that good stuff. If you don't watch Super Bowl, then go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding. We love you guys.
Shout out to everybody that streamed Break the News. It has almost 25,000 streams. It has double the streams. It has views on YouTube. So shout out to you guys. Appreciate that.
Bro, when you're an artist, it's about Spotify and Apple and fucking everybody's bitch. All right. Appreciate you guys listening. And
go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Papa Dude!